It's 5:33 South African time on this beautiful Mubarak Friday morning. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, we want to welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. On this MashaAllah Mubarak Friday morning. Remember, it's the 22nd of Ramadan, 1444. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Mubarak Friday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. This Ramadan, Almighty Allah has blessed us with 5 Fridays, inshaAllah. So what we should do is abundant Durood Sharif salutations, the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week and the best month of the year. So today we focus on chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, and verses 82, 83, 84. So now the brothers made mashura, had an emergency meeting consultation, and they said, okay, you go. And Judah said he will stay. So the status quo now is 9 of them will leave Egypt and they'll go to Canaan, Palestine, and 3 of them are there. So 9 will go to Palestine and 3 are there in Egypt. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, Joseph is there, he's the ruler leader. Now Binyamin is there on the alleged charges and so forth. And Yehuda is there to fulfill the pledge and covenant they took from their father. So 9 are returning and 3 are there in Egypt. Now when they reach Palestine, this is what happens between father Jacob. Now remember, Yaqub alayhi salatu salam means a successor. And Almighty Allah says, Ya Bani Israel, O children of Israel. Israel is the title of Jacob, of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam. Look at his sacrifices. The more sacrifices you make, and Allah tests the person, puts him through various trials, Almighty Allah elevates his rank and status. Now this is the discussion between father and sons. The sons say, the 9 now. Chapter 12, verse number 82. وَاسْأَلِ الْقَرْيَةَ الَّتِي كُنَّا فِيهَا. O father, you can ask the people in the town in which we were. So they left Egypt and they came to a town, and then there the police, the intelligence intervened and intercepted them. So go ask those people, O father, send somebody there. والعير التي أقبلنا فيها, and the caravan with which we were returning and coming now and advancing and coming towards Palestine. Ask them, father. Yes, that time we were lying in Yusuf alayhi salam's time, but this time, O father, وَإِنَّا, and surely, definitely, we the brothers now, the 10 of us, because Binyamin is the one who's indicted and charged. وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ, and really, we are speaking the truth. How does ring in the ears of Jacob, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam? The same words he heard that time when they came with the kurta mubarak, when they came with the long shirt of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, after dumping him there in the well, and they told the father, yes, walau kunna sadiqeen, that even if you speak the truth, you won't believe us. Then again he said, chapter 12, verse number 18, the words he said that time, now he uses the same words. What the father is going through. My one son went away, my handsome Yusuf, my favorite Joseph. Days, weeks, months, years, decades are gone. I did not speak to him. I did not walk with him. I did not embrace him. And he did not embrace me. And now you're telling me my second and favorite son is gone. Binyamin, all he said, Joseph said, Yusuf alayhi salam's father, that is Yaqub alayhi salam said. Now, these are the words of Yaqub alayhi salam. Jacob said, the father of Yusuf alayhi salam. قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا. Nay, your people's desires and whims and fancies have contrived this whole matter here, and you're not being 100% truth. Nevertheless, for sabarun jamil, I will exercise the best endurance and patience. Chapter 12, verse 18, when Yusuf alayhi salam is gone missing. Now Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam is gone, Binyamin Benjamin is gone, and my other son also is gone. Three of them are there now in Egypt. But he's a Nabi, he's a messenger, selected by Almighty Allah, not elected by people. His faith, conviction is, remember, 100% in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Asallahu ayyatiyani bihim jami'a. In the Arabic language, for me and you ordinary mortals and sinners, when you use the word asa, it means maybe, perhaps. When you use it for prophets and messengers, as Abdullah ibn Abbas said, then it means definitely, surely. Surely Allah ayyatiyani bihim jami'a. He will bring all of them. We will one day be united, all of us. Innahu huwal alimul hakim. Verily he, Almighty Allah, is all-knowing and is all-wise. But now remember, he's crying, weeping. There's no tears left also. A fatherly love for his beloved son, and now sons. So what does he do? These nine sons are looking at their father, and he turns away. Because end of the day, they were guilty, remember, of dumping Joseph in the well and selling him in slavery. Watawalla anhum, he turns away from them. وَقَالَ يَا أَسَفَا عَلَى يُوسُفَ. He says, oh, what sorrow I am going through for my beloved Yusuf. He cries, he weeps, he's begging Almighty Allah. وَقَالَ يَا أَسَفَا عَلَى يُوسُفَ. Ya Allah, my sorrow for my Yusuf, my handsome son. وَبِيَدَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ. And his eyes became filled with whiteness. Now he can't even see. Everywhere is darkness. But his faith, 100%, conviction in Almighty Allah. فَهُوَ كَذِيمٌ. And he was filled with grief and sadness. Then what happens? Inshallah, tomorrow we will discuss that. Let us take you around the globe, around the world, with news, views and interviews. Hundreds of thousands of people in France, in Paris, in Paris were marching, remember that. And today the Constitutional Court there will pass the verdict, either in favor of Macron or either in favor of the people. 10 policemen yesterday in Paris were injured, 30 of the protesters were arrested. Alhamdulillah, for the next news, one jutla died there in South Korea. An accident took place and many, many jutlas and Jews were injured. Whenever we hear that, we say Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah. That happened in Seoul in South Korea. Australia, the cyclone and the wind has landed and is coming at the speed of more than 300 kilometers per hour. So how many places will be uprooted, cars will be flying, and what will happen? Always beg Almighty Allah for afiyah. Ya Allah, grant us safety, security and comfort. Ya Allah, protect us at all times. America, they forever want to bully other countries. They forever want to blackmail, intimidate other countries. Now, They themselves have experienced the worst leak of intelligence, and it was a junior officer. They had their own group, you know, sharing email, sharing intelligence, and now it leaked to the public, and there the sensitive classified information regarding Ukraine and regarding their so-called allies, Israel, Saudi Arabia, and many other countries. The guy they arrested, Shira, it doesn't look like he's going to get bail. He will be indicted. You remember Julian Assange? Remember, when you speak the truth in America, you get into big trouble. Press freedom will be curtailed in Algeria, and they say that people cannot have, you must remember, dual passport when you are in the media. So that is in Algeria. Bibi, let's come to the harami, and that is Netanyahu. Bibi wants, they must pass, you must remember, the judicial reform, and he must be above the law. So which kind and which type of democracy is like that? Just like that side there, the side you got Bibi, you must remember the butcher of Gaza, the butcher of the Palestinians. How you have in India Modi and his BJP and RSS, they can do what they want to with impunity, they above the law, but they say democracy. Therefore, we say democracy is, you must remember, masses are asses, so they fool the masses, remember that. Bibi, the longer he stays, the more the credibility weakens of the economy in Israel. The shekel is weakening and losing value. So that is what he's doing. Now, all this is the Haaretz. Israel says more and more tourists must come. But remember, they hate them, but they love their money. You see how many South Africans are gone? Alhamdulillah, they right there in Aqsa. Allah protect them, accept their etikaf. That guy there, Ben Gurion, you know, he is the Minister of Security. He was consulting with his allies and so forth, and he consulted with one of those guys who said during the previous Gaza war that even if the Palestinians are fleeing, you must kill them. And you telling me these Jutlas are chosen people? They're haramis of the first order. They are 100% terrorists. Gideon Levy says that these settlers, they're not human beings. They're subhuman, you must remember. So Allah Ta'ala is going to punish them right till the day of justice. So remember, anybody supports them, then you also will be punished sooner or later. Look at what they did. Israeli soldiers vandalized a disabled Palestinian woman's car. A lady, Palestinian, she's disabled, but they will go there with their big, big guns and so forth, bulletproof vest and so forth, and cause harm to the lady, cause harm to her car, and these are the brave soldiers of Israel, the haramis, the real terrorists of the world. Remember that. The White House, listen to this, the White House claims racism cost America $16 trillion, not billion, $16 trillion since 2000. So what you expect? You go and cook up to 9/11, you say George Bush and Cheney and Colin Powell and Condi Rice, Condom Rice, so all of them haramis. They said the war on terror. It turned out to be the war of terror against Muslims. What my brothers are doing in Gitmo, what my sister is doing there, Dr. Afia. And then you want to come tell me about racism? You are the biggest racist with your white hegemony. So remember, we need to name them and shame them. See one harami there, what he did in Texas. One huge explosion there in Texas, and it kills 18,000 cows. So see, Allah Ta'ala punishes them. Yesterday, you must remember, now listen to this story, because I know 90% of you haven't picked it up. The Saudi foreign minister and our minister, Naledi Pandor, they had a talk on the phone, you know, matters of bilateral importance. You understand what Saudi is doing? Saudi wants to come into BRICS. So now they're softening ties and making ties, good ties with China, with Russia, with India, with Brazil, and South Africa, because hook or crook, they want to dump America and join the BRICS, the winning team, as they will say now. Then they will dump the dollar, and then they will have yuan, the Chinese currency. So that is your bilateral talks. You can't be so blind not to understand these things. Before I finish, I have a special message for you, my sister, Dili. I prayed for you this morning, early part of the morning. You see, Sister Tilly, I want to share one story of yours. I don't know you. I don't even know whether you're white, Indian, African, colored. It doesn't matter to me. But I just want to say I don't know you. But I think you're around 30, 40 or so. So, your example is, you remember the first time your mother, your father took you to the swimming pool and told you, oh, beloved daughter, you have to get into this pool and swim. But you were so frightened and you were so terrified and petrified. But once you got into the water and you enjoyed it and so forth. So today is Friday, the best day of the week. And the month is Ramadan, the best month of the year. And remember, I'm inviting you. Enter into Islam. How you jumped into the water and you enjoyed it. Enter into Islam and enter into the mercy of Almighty Allah. Regarding all these fears you have, remember these are the whisperings of Satan and the pastor. Nobody can touch you. Remember that. Everything you require, the basic needs, will take care of all that. So I'm inviting you. This is a golden opportunity for you. You say, I'll become Muslim. And you give us all your details. We won't send it to any of the men. I'll send it to my sister, my nieces, and so forth. And some of the ladies who are responsible. And inshallah, whatever your needs are, quick, you must remember, we'll arrange everything for you. So that is a thought that just came in my mind. So I said, let me share it with all of you. 8:30 to 9 today will be Mufti Aku with Mozahid Khan. 11:20, inshallah, South African time, we will link up with Makkah. And today, the khutbah sermon will be delivered by Sheikh Sudais, and my Jumu'ah I'll be here in Sabri Masjid in Lanesia, the oldest masjid here. So may Almighty Allah accept everyone's acts of worship and all our siyam, qiyam, and good deeds. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ustad, I've got a Wesley. He says, morning AK, they say that in 1948, 700,000 Palestinians were outrooted of their homes and properties. Who took their properties and why aren't they allowed to return? Ustad Wesley.
That's the question we are asking, Wesley. You know, if you go to West Indies, you will see big museums there, the airport, other places, and you will see Wesley Hall. You know Wesley Hall? So he was one of their great cricket players in those days and so forth. So Wesley, that's exactly what we are saying. We're saying who uprooted them? The haramis, the squatters. They came there, the Israelis, as refugees, as squatters, invaders. But America supported them, Britain supported them, Russia supported them, France, Britain, everybody supported them. And slowly, they started massacring the Palestinians and they uprooted them. That is called the Nakba and that is called the huge catastrophe. 6 million plus minus. That's minimum Palestinians are living in the diaspora. Any Jutla, any Harami in any part of the world, by virtue of him being a Jew, he can go and make Aliyah and migrate there to Israel. But the Palestinians who are there for centuries, they don't have the right of return. And you come and tell me that's a democracy. No Palestinian can take a flight from David Ben-Gurion Airport. Only Jutlas are allowed. That never ever happened in apartheid South Africa. And you want to come tell me. Therefore, we say loudly and clearly and boldly, my brother Wesley, your only solution, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue.
Somebody says, Ustad, can we make Sehri after Isha and just wake up for Fajr, Ustad?
Remember that if you make suhoor, you make your Sehri pre-dawn meal anytime after midnight, so that will be considered as suhoor. Tasaharu fa inna fi suhoori baraka. Partake of suhoor and Sehri because there's barakat there. And remember, there's so many ahadith and virtues of that. Open Mishkat Sharif, open Targhib wa Tarhib Mustada Ahmad. So what you suggesting, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, so that will not be considered as suhoor. So remember, why deprive yourself? You only got 1 week left. Next week, Friday, 90%, 80% will be Eid in Makkah, Medina, Al-Aqsa and all that. And by us, South Africa will be Saturday next week, inshallah. So that's what it looks like. I'm not saying 100%, but that's what it looks like. So just 1 week left and you're depriving yourself? No, it's unacceptable. You must wake up and remember, partake of the suhoor. Ni'ma suhoorul mu'mini at-tamr. The best sahari suhoor is dates. Hadith in Abu Dawood, Mishkat Sharif. Then you cry to Allah, istighfar. Wabil asharihum yastaghfirun. And the people who are the pious people, they make istighfar. They cry to Allah for forgiveness at sahari time. And then dua. The best dua is at that time there. Fi jawfil laylil akhir. In the last portion of the night. Nowadays, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 4:30. So my brother, sister, what you're doing is not acceptable for a true Muslim. There's people who like shortcuts and loopholes. That's a different issue.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Somebody says here, Ustaz, that Sister Amanda, she says, what did Moses see in the burning bush? Amanda, Ustaz.
I told you yesterday, Sister Amanda, who is Almighty Allah? Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. Almighty Allah is the radiance, effulgence in the heavens and in the earth. Who is Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu sallam? Qad jaakum min Allahi nuru wa kitabun mubeen. He is the radiance and the effulgence, and he came here. He was sent by Almighty Allah for a divine mission and for international community, all times, all places, all circumstances. Chapter 14, verse 1. لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور. To take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping into the radiance effulgent of Islam. What is the Quran Sharif, the final constitution for humanity and posterity? Wa anzalna ilaykum nuran mubina, is nur, radiance effulgence. O Muslim, O Muslima, O Saim, that who are you, who are me and you? أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. Allah has put the nur, the radiance of hidayat, iman, in the inner recesses of your heart. What are the non-Muslims doing, my sister Amanda? يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They want to extinguish the radiance, effulgence of Allah with their mouths, with their media. Muslims, terrorists. Muslims, fundamentalists. Muslims, terrible people. That's what the mass media is doing and the politicians. Allah says, do more and more what you want to. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah will let that nur, radiance, effulgence spread throughout the world, although the non-Muslims hate it, detest it. He saw the radiance, a sample example of the tajalli and the radiance and effulgence of Almighty Allah. That's just a small example, sample Allah is giving him. Therefore, after he saw that, then as time progressed, he said, Ya Allah, I want to see you, I want to see your essence. Almighty Allah said, لَن تَرَانِي. You can't see me here in this world of Moses. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّى رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ جَعَلَهُ دَكَّوْ وَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَعِقًا. When Almighty Allah just showed him a glimpse of that nur, radiance, effulgence, he fell down unconscious, my sister Amanda. So remember, it is the nur, the radiance, the effulgence. And that is what we beg Almighty Allah daily in our prayer. We are on park lights. Night must increase to dim lights, then bright lights, then fog lights, then intelligent lights. Then we have these programs where we become the nur and we take the message, and then we can inspire thousands and millions of people. Not we, bifadlillahi wa rahmatihi wa karamihi wa judihi, but the grace, mercy, benevolence of Almighty Allah, my sister.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Somebody says, listen to this one, Ustadi says, to Zionists, how do you defend the recent Israeli raid on Masjid Al-Aqsa, Ustad?
They are ashamed of that. You must remember that, because today they can't hide anything. In the 60s, 70s, from those days I'm reading about these haramis and Zionists and Jutlas. So you must remember, they said that they have the most moral army. That's what they should tell the world. And America also, the Harris got it, that now America has caught up with Bibi's lies. They fed up of his lies and so forth. He is the liar of all liars. That is Netanyahu and so forth. So nevertheless, so what they did in Huwara, the pogrom they carried on there, how many cars they burnt, how many shops they burnt, how many houses they burnt there in the West Bank. Remember that. That will be written in the history that the terrorists are, the true terrorists and real terrorists are the Zionist apartheid Nazi regime. And remember how their police went in, how they desecrated our mosque, how they beat up and assaulted worshippers. They called them, you must say, hooligans. But how can they be hooligans when they are in worship, when they're staying in the mosque and so forth? If you want to come steal in my house, I must be ready with my gun and bullet and so forth. So they were there. You come with your big, big stun grenades. You come back with your tear gas. You come with your guns blazing. What do they have? They only have stones and iman. So therefore, we salute our Palestinian flowers, our children, our mujahideen. And remember this lifelong, that for Palestinians to pass away is an honor for them and their family. I interviewed them so many times when we were there. And you must remember, for the Jutla to die, he knows he's going straight to hell. So therefore, the Jutla, the Harami, hates dying. And Quran has mentioned this in 2-3 places. They never ever want to die because they know what crimes they perpetrated and committed.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Somebody says, Ustaz, that tell Mufti AK, Saudi want to join to spy for America. Saudi is still with American agent because they have huge investment on risk in America, Ustaz.
Yes, but remember that I'm no one a fan of Saudi Arabia. I say MBS is Murtad bin Shaitan. They're learning that what a blue they made, putting all their eggs in one basket. So now they want to diversify and so forth. So they're selling their treasury bonds and all that, if you know economics and politics. So remember, and that's a big shock for the Americans, for what they had to send Senator Lindsey Graham and all that. For this, how could you cut the deal with Syria? How could you cut the deal with Iran? How come you're not supporting America anymore and so much like before? So remember, it's not they out of America. They're going out of America slowly, gradually, because he knows he's got the trump card, and that is oil and the money. So we will leave it there, and inshallah, 8:30 to 9 will be Mufti Aku, and then 11:20 we link up with Makkah, Sheikh Sudais, and remember that after that we will translate the khutbah and then dua, and I'll go to Sabri Masjid. Today may be the last Friday for many countries in the world who follow Saudi and so forth. Allah knows best. For us South Africans, we have to fast next week Friday. So because it's still 29 or 30 or whatever, Saturday will be Eid, yeah, inshallah, next week. So read abundant Durood Sharif, Surah Kahf, Surah Dukhan, and cry for the Ummah, the beloved Ummah of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.